Hey guys, it's Kathy Conamurio from CraftyChica.com. Welcome to the Crafty Chica podcast, formerly known as Chicas in the Moment podcast. I decided to do a little rebranding because my daughter moved out to LA and she wasn't able to be a part of Chicas in the Moment, at least for the podcast. So I decided to turn this podcast into all of my favorite tips for creativepreneurs, and I hope you like them. So this week, I am going to talk about how to date a new idea. Now, at first I was going to call it how to fall in love with a new idea, but then I started thinking, well, you can't just like fall in love with something and marry it right away. You have to court it a little bit and see if it's right for you. Am I right? You got to think smart about it, just like in love in real life with a person. So the inspiration for this topic came to me recently when I thought I came up with the best idea for a new product. I was in a clothing store and I was waiting for the attendant to go and get some things that I had ordered online. And I'm looking around the shop and I'm like, man, I wish there were these really cute dresses, but I wish the sleeves were a little different. I wish I could mix and match my own sleeves to go with any kind of sleeveless top to give it a new look. And then the clerk came back with my items. I paid for them, left, and I forgot about it. And next I went to the hairdresser. And I'm sitting there getting in my head in the sink. And you know when your stylist is washing your hair and your mind just relaxes and drifts and daydreams? Well, I saw myself on the Shark Tank stage. Actually, I saw myself on TV on the Shark Tank stage. And I just saw myself walking up and the little music's playing and all the sharks are smiling. And yes, Lori was there, my favorite shark, and Damon. And I just had the perfect spiel, like, sharks, have you ever seen the cutest sleeveless top and wish that it could be a long sleeve top with polka dots or maybe stripes or maybe black or maybe white? Well, let me introduce you to sleevies. At that time, that's what I was calling it in my daydream there at the hairdresser. But anyway, I thought it was the best idea in the world. And as soon as I was done with my hair appointment, I went in the car and I called a friend of mine and I told her all about it. And she was like, well, I don't know, maybe there's something there. And I thought this would be a life-changing idea. I thought it could be a whole new category for fashion accessories because you have belts and socks and scarves and hats and gloves. And I thought, why not sleeves? So I sketched out what I thought it would look like. And I got in touch with a friend of mine who is a fashion manufacturing expert, Angela Johnson. I featured her in an earlier podcast. And she listened to all of my spiel. She loved the idea. She thought it was brilliant. And she invited me out to her manufacturing plant or business where she, it's like a place where if you're a fashion designer, you could go to manufacture your clothing or design patterns on the computer and have them printed out. And there's all different things there. She said, come and check this out so you could see what goes behind the scenes of a fashion idea and how to get it produced. And this is where I thought, you know, I'm going to take this serious. And I researched the product to see what was out there. All I could find out there was for dancers, like these kind of leotard kind of things that you slide over your arms. So there, I did a lot of research and that's what I came up with. I went out to her compound or comp, whatever you call it. It's a building, a fashion manufacturing building. And I spent half the day there learning everything that it takes to design a piece of, to design a garment. And by the end of it, I thought, you know, maybe this idea isn't for me. Like, I don't think I want to date this idea anymore. Like, I might save this for another time in my life because I realized there's a lot of work that goes into engineering a new product. And I'm not a fashion expert. It's not my passion. So I'm glad that I took the time to research all of that. I still think it's a great idea. And who knows, maybe it will come out someday. Who knows, it could have already come out and been a flop. But I'm really glad I put that effort into researching the idea. So I'm going to give you some tips for when you have an idea that you think is super wonderful. Maybe these are some shortcuts to see if you can take it to the next level. So the first thing is write down your idea and write down what problem that it solves and what you want to know, who is it for, who would buy this product. And the biggest thing really is what kind of problem does it solve and is it different? And make sure to go out there and research and see if there's anything else like it and find out if there isn't, why not? Like, has it already been tried and it didn't work or there wasn't a market for it? And if you decide that you are really, really committed to this, look up the numbers, crunch the numbers on it, and find out, like, if I wanted to pursue this, I would go and research the fashion industry and the accessories and see how much money they brought in and, like, do different market demographics on the different people who I thought would buy this product. So you want to get all of that together. And I really think the turning point for me was going out to Angela's manufacturing headquarters to see what goes into everything of making it. And once I saw that, I was kind of like, it's like when you're a writer and someone comes up to you and says, I have an idea for a book. I'll just give you the idea and you write it and give me a cut of it. It was that kind of thing. It's like, no, if you really want to write a book, you will sit down and write a book. So after you decide that you've researched and you're like, okay, I'm committed to this, you want to come up with the cost of how much it's going to cost to make your samples. Or if it's not a tangible item, maybe it's something digital or something different. You'd want to pull all the costs together. And that way you know what you're dealing with. You know if you're going to need some funding or if you're going to tap into your 401k, which you really shouldn't do that, or save money or ask family members. You want to know how much the investment is going to be. You also want to know if you have the time to work on this project. What do you have in your schedule that you can get rid of to make time to devote to this project, to this idea, to make it happen? And that's a big one right there. You will need to decide if you have an hour a day or an hour a week or an hour a month. And next, you want to look into sourcing. How are you going to get this off the ground? What is it going to take? Who can you work with to make sure that you are on the right track with it? And another thing you want to do is you want to think, what do you want to get out of it? Do you want to, of course, everyone's like, I want to make a lot of money at this, but maybe it's bigger than that. Like, what do you want to change in the world? Like, how will this product change the world or your idea? How will it make it better? Is there something out there like it or not like it? You need to know these things of how it fits in to what is already out there and if it's even needed and what you want to get out of it. Maybe you just want to, it's your on your bucket list to have something out there with your name on it that's different, that you can say you started from beginning to end, that's a big passion project. So you really want to know why you're doing it. And lastly, this is really important for any idea, whether if you're dating it or you're already married to it, make a time chart so that you can keep yourself accountable for working on this idea. Set up a timeline with dates and what you want to have done by each date so that you can say, okay, I'm going to give this idea 6 months. And so I will use my sleeve idea. And I'm going to say by this time, I'm going to have 12 prototypes ready, 6 in black, 6 in white. I'm going to take a fashion design sewing class, sketching class so that I can learn the basics of this. I'm going to figure out the construction. I'm going to, you know, have them have different people try them out and see if it even works. And I'm going to get this done within the next 3 months. Okay, the next 3 months, I'm going to work on you know, seeing if I can sell these. Like, should I make them to sell now, or should I get a patent, or should I sell them just online, or should I sell them to a store, or just give them to friends to try out? Like, you want to set that up. Okay, that's 3 months. So you want to set up that timeline so that you can say, okay, here it has been a year and I did all of these things. It's not really adding up to it. It's not going to work. I know to move on with this. Or maybe it's 3 months in and you're like, I'm tired of this project. This is not for me. So that's a really important thing, so that you can know whether if it's working or not and if you're passionate about it. And I truly believe that once you start working on something and putting your energy towards it, you're going to start getting signs. Like, little things are going to happen to point you in the right direction. So you have to be aware of those things. Well, that's it for this week, how to date a new idea. And let me know what you think of this. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast because I'm going to have different topics every week. Leave a comment. Go to audioboom.com and search Crafty Chica so that you can leave a comment, or maybe on my blog, you can leave a comment there for under this blog post for this podcast. But just keep in touch. I'd love to hear from you and let me know what topics you're interested in hearing. So thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you over at craftychica.com. Bye-bye.